across the mountain road. Home is where the heart ends, the funny part ends. My heart's very wide and all alone. No more
Jesus. Hi, and welcome to KCIW. I am Scott Clapson. This show is called Give Me Shelter, and we are here today talking about Habitat for Humanity Oregon. We have a special guest down from the northern part of the state. Laura, how are you today?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me today, Scott.
Absolutely. Thank you for being down here. We're so excited to have you in Brookings. So do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about what you do with Habitat for Humanity Oregon?
I would love to. Again, my name is Laura Arnes. I'm the Affiliate Support Manager for Habitat for Humanity of Oregon. So what that means is I have the great honor of getting to work with all of the 30 Habitat offices in our state that are building homes, working with families, doing repairs, and generally serving their neighborhoods and their communities. And my job is to really make sure that our affiliates in our state have the training and the support they need to succeed at what they're already doing.
Very cool. So there's 30 Habitat for Humanity affiliates around the state of Oregon.
There are 30 Habitat for Humanity affiliates. So each of those affiliates are working in their own communities. They have various sizes. Some are building 30 homes a year, and some are building one home every 3 years. The great thing that really matters is that they're each plugged into their communities and doing the work that really needs to be done to make sure families in their communities are sheltered.
Absolutely. So what is the mission of Habitat for Humanity?
Well, the official mission is seeking to put God's love into action. Habitat for Humanity brings people together to build homes, lives, and hope. And even though we have the term God in our mission statement, one of the things that's important to know is we love to work with anybody from any background. It's not a requirement that you're of a certain religion or you have a certain lifestyle to apply to become a homeowner. We want to work with everybody in our communities. And the way that Habitat works is we build homes and then sell them at affordable prices to homeowners who need them. So typically this means no or low interest. It really depends on the way that that certain office that you're working with does their mortgages, but it's a really exciting way for us to be able to offer home ownership as an opportunity to families and individuals who may not have the opportunity otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I heard a lot. I met you actually at a fundraising training and board training up in Eugene a few months ago. Had a really great pleasure of meeting a bunch of other Habitat for Humanity people from around the state. It was really cool, very interesting. So it is a Christian organization, right? Even though you don't have to be of a certain faith, like you said, to participate, but Habitat for Humanity itself does, you know, have God in the mission statement.
This is true. So Habitat for Humanity was founded on Christian principles.
Okay.
As it has grown, and it's always been a part of the organization to work with anyone. It's never been a requirement to be a certain kind of person or, as I mentioned before, a certain religion to participate in our programs. We just really care about making sure that anybody could have the chance at home ownership because it's so, so important. It impacts how our kids do in school. It impacts how folks invest in their communities. Home ownership is incredibly important.
Mm-hmm. Been talking a lot here at the local level about it's more than just housing people. It's breaking that cycle of intergenerational poverty.
Mm-hmm.
That there's statistically, there's so many things that change once a family has a home
mm-hmm.
rather than renting. And it just provides a different point of stability. The kids usually are more likely to go to college, right? There's so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
And so it breaks that, you know, pattern of, so the next generation of that family can have a leg up.
Mm-hmm. There's some really great statistics about all of this that we're talking about. One of them is that in the first 10 years of home ownership, a homeowner from Habitat typically pays down $50,000 in the principal on their mortgage.
Oh, wow.
And that is incredible because we know that otherwise that money would be going to rent, right?
Right.
If they were renting. But now that they have their home purchased, they're developing a nest egg that they can either
mm-hmm.
use to move to another community or they can hang on to that and pass it down to the next generation. It gives them a tool to, as you mentioned, break that cycle of poverty that maybe they wouldn't otherwise be able to.
So exciting.
It's really fun to get to work in an organization that's making such a difference.
It's way bigger than just giving people housing.
That's right.
I love it. Yeah,
that's right.
It's very cool. So why are you in particular, Laura, why are you passionate about Habitat for Humanity?
Well, I started working with communities and doing community development and working in nonprofits. And at first I was doing substance abuse prevention, and I was looking at the models that we were using, and I was looking at the interventions we were doing. And I thought, this is really not the issue. We're treating a symptom here. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I saw is one of the underlying causes was housing. Mm-hmm. So looking at something like Habitat and saying, wow, we have the opportunity to give people the chance to build stable lives on their own, and we're not giving it away. Mm-hmm. And it's something they have to, they work for and they are invested in, and it really changes lives, and we're changing communities as well.
Yeah, isn't it interesting how housing is sort of like, it really is that foundational piece so much of wellness just in general, right?
It is. Providing folks, even from a public health standpoint, mm-hmm. providing folks with healthy places to live can reduce rates of asthma, reduce the amount of days kids are getting sick. We are actually improving the physical health as well as the mental health, because once you have a stable place to jump out into your community from, you can start to invest in different ways and put down roots in ways that makes for a healthier life.
So awesome. Thank you for bringing the housing as the building block to a healthy society. And that's so awesome. So Curry County Habitat for Humanity is where I serve on the board, and in particular what our show Give Me Shelter is about this local Habitat affiliate. We're very rural, and I kind of noticed that there were some other affiliates that were rural. So are we unique in the state being a rural affiliate, or are most of them in metro areas?
That's a great question. Something unique about Oregon is 22 of our 30 affiliates or offices in our state are considered rural by the USDA. So 22, that's a huge number. So you are not unique in this state in that situation. We have affiliates in Central Oregon that are extremely rural. We have affiliates in Oregon, in Southern Oregon, that are extremely rural, as well as in Central Oregon and along the coast especially.
Wow, very cool. So as an affiliate support staff person for the state, how can a rural affiliate like Curry County Habitat for Humanity grow and include more people in our county?
That's a great question, and a question that a lot of other rural affiliates ask. I think the number one thing you can do is really make yourselves present in the community and start involving folks at every level of what you do. Once you can get a rhythm going of building a house every year or every couple years, you can have folks continuously coming back to what you're doing and wanting to keep staying involved, and getting that mission rolling and watching lives change.
Yeah, right now we're really working on the raising money to get another house built, right? That's been our big challenge as we moved the resale store to a new location in the last year, and just some board transition and things like that. We've really been sort of adjusting and things, but we're really happy. We're making a lot of progress. Mm-hmm. And I think I've even noticed since I met you in April, there's been big changes, you know, just in the last few months. And it's really cool, like, to see all the Facebook traffic we're getting from our mm-hmm. Facebook page. And mm-hmm. we started these community swap meets, which randomly people are showing up and wanting to participate in other ways besides just vend. Mm-hmm. So it's really exciting to include more people and start having conversations with other people outside of the Brookings Harbor area. Cause we do, you know, we cover Gold Beach and Port Orford and Langlois and Agnes and, you know, other areas besides just Brookings Harbor. So it's really important to include those people.
Right. And you mentioned something really important, and that's as you're getting out into the community and you're saying, this is Habitat for Humanity and this is what we do, people get excited. Mm-hmm. It's an exciting thing and they want to get involved. So that's a great move.
Yeah. Well, and it's also, right, it's 2 years in a row, the most nationally recognized brand for nonprofits, right?
Most recognized social service brand.
Most recognized social service brand.
Two years in a row, yes.
That's really awesome. It's the brand recognition. And I'm noticing that in the community. Like, as we start talking, people just, they know the name and they want to get involved, and they realize that they're just across the board, not just for low-income people, but housing in general here is difficult on the coast. There's just not a lot of housing, despite whatever income level you're at. So it's really important for us to be able to have housing, especially for those people maybe that aren't, you know, don't have a place to go, or maybe you're living in a place that's not so healthy, like you said. Like, sometimes, you know, living in a place that has a lot of, you know, structural problems can lead to a lot of poor health outcomes for people. So we have a unique position here in the state of Oregon, being in a border community. And there is a really active affiliate in California in Del Norte County right over the border that builds a lot of homes but doesn't have a resale store. And we have a resale store, but we've been trying to get, you know, back on track and get on a building home cycle. Is there precedence for Habitat affiliates to work together across state lines, or?
There definitely is.
Okay.
One of the great things about Habitat for Humanity is there is a great network inside of the organization. So the different offices and the affiliates often work together to either share resources or to plan events together, depending on proximity, of course. But it's very common to work together in a variety of different ways.
Can you give us any examples maybe of how that's happened or that you might know of?
So it's common for affiliates across state borders to work with the same organization sometimes, maybe the same companies that want to work with Habitat. They might share resources in that way. They can share resale or restore resources.
Right.
Sometimes they can exchange goods. Again, that depends on proximity and what's really feasible. And it's common for affiliates to share internal resources. So maybe not reinventing the wheel with different kinds of paperwork they might need to use, or maybe different advertising avenues. So mm-hmm. It really depends on the two offices or however many are involved and what those two offices need, but it's common for affiliates to work together.
Very cool. Yeah, I've certainly reached out to a few different executive directors. We're a volunteer-run affiliate here in Curry County, but there are paid executive directors at some of the locations around the state. And I've reached out to them. I've even encouraged our local board to reach out to you. Like you said, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. There's other people that are already doing this successfully. So even with the website, we're working on a website. And I sent out a list of all the different links to the different websites and Facebook pages. So I sent it out to the people on our board and said, could you please look at these and tell me which ones you like the best? And it was weird because the ones that I liked the best were the ones that other people liked the best too. But I know what my aesthetic is, and I know what I know what looks best on my iPhone or whatever. I wanted to see, you know, what was popping up on other people's devices and how were they viewing it and what were they seeing as being important and things like mm-hmm. that. Because if other people are being successful, I was amazed when I went to that fundraising training with the Lilly School of Philanthropy up in Eugene, and just the bigness of some of the affiliates and the success they have in their communities. And granted, some of their communities are larger than ours, but just knowing that we can reach out to them mm-hmm. and that they are a resource for us and will, you know, help us however they can. As far as, you know, one thing in particular, we're talking about like a customer rewards program or something. Mm-hmm. And I guess the store over in Medford has something mm-hmm. similar like that. Mm-hmm. So we kind of, our volunteer store manager actually like did a surprise visit over there and checked them out and wanted to see and compared what does their store look like versus our store and things like that. So,
right. And even though all of the different offices are their own unique entity, there's so much sharing between the different mm-hmm. offices because we understand that we're all working toward the same mission and vision where everybody in the world has a decent place to live. So there is that willingness to share and mm-hmm. that there's excitement in mm-hmm. sharing because you know that you're helping your neighbor, even if that neighbor you're talking about is another office for Habitat or another affiliate, mm-hmm. you're helping your neighbor continue to do great work. So that's really common actually for affiliates to talk to each other and share resources.
Yeah. Well, we've been noticing that too, because they don't have resale or restore over the border in Del Norte County. A lot of people come up here to shop at our store mm-hmm. and it's really cool to meet them because you can see the California plate. And I always like to ask people, you know, how did you find out about us? And sometimes they'll tell me, well, I've been coming here since you were out on Ocean View Drive. And I'm like, well, I wasn't out there very much. So, but I'm just curious, like, did they find us through the Facebook page? Mm-hmm. You know, a lot mm-hmm. of people I know here in Brookings don't even know where we're at because we're behind a big white fence. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of, you know, it looks like a warehouse and people aren't really mm-hmm. sure. So we're trying to do different things to the fence to make it more inviting. So people want to look behind the fence right. through the gate.
Right.
Because you could see the Habitat sign, but yeah. it's kind of not really clear what we're doing back there.
Having that street visibility is often yes. very important for folks who recognize the name of Habitat, mm-hmm. but maybe don't know that your office is there. Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. So there are lots of awesome things happening with Habitat for Humanity Oregon, including an upcoming conference this October.
Yes. I'm always excited to talk about the conference. So the conference is something that happens annually for us. This year is our second tri-state conference. So we've partnered with the Habitat State Support Organization, which is the same, that's what the organization I work for is called, is a state support organization. So Habitat for Humanity of Oregon partnered with Habitat Washington and Hawaii, and we're all working together to bring really experts in the habitat field to a two-day training event in Portland, Oregon in mid-October, October 14th and 15th. And we'll have over 250 people there, about 50 exhibitors and volunteers in addition to that 250 attendees. And over the course of 2 days, we'll have over 30 workshops. So we're pretty excited to bring everyone together to share their great ideas and to network and to feel rejuvenated to go back to do the great work that they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I know when I was at that fundraising training, I felt that, you know, there was all these different tables and everybody was sitting there and we were all talking and we were collaborating and sharing ideas and, oh, hey, you do. Oh, hey, well, we do this and just talking about things. And when our volunteer store manager, Bobby, she decided that she wanted to go. And I was like, oh, this is so exciting. Like, you're going to love this because it's going to be a chance for her to have that same kind of experience that I had when I went up to Eugene for the fundraising training, just to meet other people that are doing the same work. So you come back with all these really awesome ideas because, you know, we're just lowly volunteers down here in Curry County. We don't have a paid executive director to lead us. And so it's been kind of a challenge for us. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes when you're just working with people who, you know, they're volunteering their time, it can be a little bit harder when you don't have paid staff.
It is much more difficult in that way. Another cool thing about this is we actually have 5 affiliates in our state that are all volunteer run. So
there's 5 of us?
There are 5.
Wow.
And so some of them have been really established, maybe a little bit longer than the Curry County affiliate, but they are all working through it the same kinds of situations that your affiliate is. And the great thing is it's all people who are passionate. And I keep coming back to this, but that's really what drives Habitat for Humanity is people who are passionate about housing and giving folks the opportunity to purchase a home when maybe they wouldn't have had that option before. And so as it sounds like you're saying, you have folks who are volunteering their time here in Curry County, and it can be challenging, but it's also extremely rewarding when you have a lot of folks in your organization that are passionate and wanting to work toward the same goal.
Yeah. Just a little daunting when you're trying to, you know,
definitely
get a build together.
Definitely
and all
daunting.
Of that, you know?
You are building an entire house with volunteers.
Yeah.
It's no small thing. And not only are you building a house, but you have a resale store. So there are a lot of moving pieces in Habitat, and it's incredible work that you're doing with volunteers.
Yeah. Yeah,
and as a volunteer yourself.
As a volunteer myself, yes. And it's a lot of fun to talk to people. Tonight, actually, we have a board meeting. We have board meetings the second Tuesday of the month at the Habitat store at 6:00. Anybody's welcome to join us if they'd like to join us for our board meetings. By the time this airs, this board meeting with Laura tonight will have already happened, though. But we're actually going to be talking about that. I'm going to bring it up in new business. We have a gentleman who delivers Meals on Wheels at the Checo Activity Center, and he was in the Habitat store the other day, and I happened to be in there at the same time, and he's like, what are you doing here? And I said, I'm on the board here. And he goes, but you work over at the Senior Center. And I'm like, I know. So we started talking about how he's wanted to donate things before on days that we're not open. And so I'm hopefully going to be talking to the board about the possibility of doing like an on-call donation person. So if someone's got a donation, they could call a special number and someone would contact whoever that person was that was on for that day to actually go and meet with someone that had the donation. Cause he said, I feel like you're missing out on some of the donations because we're only open certain hours, you know, Thursday through Saturday. And he said, you know, I might be able to do Wednesdays from like 10 to 2. And I was like, that'd be awesome. If we just had someone that was, you know, could just go down on call, right? Doesn't have to open the whole store for the day.
Right.
But then that also then opens it up to say, oh, cool. If we could get a shift, a full shift covered with volunteers for Wednesdays, we could open on Wednesdays too. That's ultimately our goal. But it's just cool to see all these people, like you said, they're giving what they can, right? And they're all coming and giving their gift. And we even had a guy at the swap meet this last Saturday show up, and we were talking, and he said, well, you know, he goes, I like to build things. And he goes, I'm not a contractor, but if you have any little small projects. And I said, ooh, A Brush with Kindness. Do you know about that? And we started talking about that, because we have about six A Brush with Kindness projects, which are these little kind of like mini projects you still have to qualify for. But they're like ADA ramps or like steps. And I think we have four of the six projects that are in application right now are all like steps up to like a mobile home or something like that. So we thought, why not host a little build day like on one Saturday and do like a thing where we get people together and we build like four sets of steps for some people, you know, and have it be like a community like event where people could come and learn about this and participate. So it was really cool to be at the swap meet raising money and then also be able to talk to this guy who, again, I know from the activity center. So it's fun to see these different nonprofits in this area cross over. It's a lot of fun.
Right. And I think so many Habitat affiliates can benefit from that kind of model of really partnering with other organizations that are also doing great work in their communities. We know that there are so many nonprofits and organizations doing Meals on Wheels, for example, or maybe other organizations doing repairs. Sometimes there are other nonprofit home builders. And partnering with those organizations can really help us serve more families and more individuals.
Yeah.
So it's great work that you're doing.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I'm actually hoping sometime soon we have someone from the county level who does tourism and economic development who's been seeing our flyers on Facebook. And she asked me if she could take a board member or two around to meet some people in the county, some, I guess you'd call them movers and shakers is what people say. I don't know. But I'm super excited about that. The other people outside of Habitat, again, are seeing how what they do can benefit building this network for us, because ultimately that's how we're going to be successful and it's going to be sustainable, is by including more people. Because, you know, just having a board of, you know, six or seven people, that's not enough. You need, you know, you need other people helping you. You need people, you know, that are going to champion your cause, and hopefully we can expand into Gold Beach and Port Orford, right? Because right now we don't have anything going on in those two communities. And we've been talking about, you know, instead of making them drive down to Brookings, how do we include them so they're empowered to do their own stuff under Curry County Habitat for Humanity? If they want to do events or, you know, A Brush with Kindness in their communities and things, so they don't all always have to travel down. How can we, you know, work with them to make more of that happen?
So. And it's expanding that community, you know, not only your community of volunteers, but your community of homeowners and your community of businesses. And it's just tightening that network.
It's exciting. It I'm is. So glad you're here. I can't wait. I can't wait for tonight, actually. So can you tell us more about like the really cool things? Because when I was at that event in April, I heard some really cool things happening around the state of Oregon. Could you maybe highlight some things that are happening at some of the different affiliates?
Yeah. So there are a few things that come to mind when you say that. There are, you know, as someone who gets to work with all the affiliates in the state, there are amazing things happening all over the state. And I'm not going to be able to remember all of it. So some of the things that come to mind, though, Benton Habitat for Humanity in Corvallis, they are building our first passive Habitat for Humanity home. So this is really great technology, and they are working with a great architect who's donating his time to develop a passive home that's going to ultimately be less expensive for the family in utilities, and they're going to be able to better afford to live in their home. And so this is a really incredible opportunity to really push forward the kinds of homes that have previously been maybe too expensive for Habitat affiliates to build. We're now starting to figure out what it might look like to build highly innovative homes. We also have Portland Habitat for Humanity. They're called Portland Metro East. Mm-hmm. They are doing some really incredible neighborhood revitalization work. And what that looks like is not just building homes or doing repairs, but partnering with other organizations to maybe repair streets or to repair a community center or build gardens. And they're just doing great, great work that is more holistic in their approach to really creating a stronger community. And all of this work, as always, involves the community as well. And then there's Sisters. I was just thinking today, Sisters Habitat for Humanity. This month is going to Kyrgyzstan on what is called a Global Village Build. And anybody can apply to go to those. They're really great. You raise some money, and then you get to go build a home in another country. You spend about a week overseas. So they're taking a group of folks over to Kyrgyzstan this month to build a home over there. So there's great things happening all over our state. That's just a snippet of a few things that came to mind.
So you said something, you used the word passive. And could you like explain maybe for people that don't know what that is? It sounds like it's about like energy consumption and like,
so a passive home is an extremely energy efficient home that really requires very little money to heat or cool the home. So it doesn't lose very much in terms of air leaking out of the windows. So it's tight. It's a very tight, tight home, as we like to refer to it, which means all of the seals are really great. The windows are thick, the walls are thick, so it prevents loss of heat in the winter when it's cool or loss of cool air in the summer when it's hot.
Cool. That's awesome. That sounds really incredible and definitely needed in a place like here on the coast. I would think it'd be really cool if we could start working towards that. I know we need to like actually build another home first, but that's a really good goal. I want to learn more about that. So what are you most excited about upcoming for Habitat for Humanity Oregon besides the conference?
Well, we always have lots of exciting things happening. We're a pretty small staff in our office, but we are working together to develop several different initiatives. One of the things we're doing this year is we are working together with other home builders, other affordable home builders, to go to legislation this year and say, hey, we need more money for affordable housing because we need 100,000 homes in our mm-hmm. state to solve this issue that we're in right now. Mm-hmm. And we don't have enough funds to do that. So we're working together with other organizations that do what we do to say, hey, how can we make our voice louder so that we can build the homes we need to build mm-hmm. to serve the families and the individuals who need homes? We have trainings that happen all year long, and that's always really exciting for us. And so we have a spring training that will come up, and then we have networking groups that happen for our affiliates. And again, our office doesn't work with homeowners directly. We work with the affiliates. Mm-hmm. And we're doing lots of stuff. We're going to be working on a signature fundraising event where we will take individuals who are interested in Habitat for Humanity to different areas in the state every year to build homes with different affiliates. So right now that's our idea for a fundraiser that we'd like to start doing. And we just got our first AmeriCorps Vista. And so we're so excited to have Simon, who's going to be working on that signature fundraising event. And it will be our very first one. So something new and innovative for our organization.
And when you say signature fundraising event, just like a Habitat for Humanity special, like statewide fundraiser? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this is a fundraiser that would help our office raise funds to do what we do.
Okay.
So our support obviously takes some time mm-hmm. and some resources to continue. And so this fundraiser would help us have funds to continue supporting the offices in our state.
Cool. Yeah, no, you all have been a huge support. Well, you've gotten the emails that I've been like, hey, let's check in with Laura and see what Laura has to say, if she's got any insight. It's been a really big help, and we certainly really appreciate it. I was blown away by when I got there and just the inclusion, because I was very nervous going up to Eugene. So we actually had a really beautiful conversation about Pride builds mm-hmm. in the Portland area, yeah. right? So a lot of our listeners maybe know that I'm queer. And so what do you see the biggest opportunities are for growing Habitat for Humanity in Oregon?
I think one of the greatest opportunities we can have is to continue working together as offices. We've talked a lot about this in this conversation, but having our affiliates or our offices work together more to build a unified statewide voice. I think the more we work together and the more we talk about each other and we talk about what we're doing, the louder our voice will be and the more folks will want to get involved. It's infectious, really, what Habitat does. It's exciting. It's life-changing. And when people hear about it and they have the opportunity to get involved, oftentimes they get hooked, and we like to call it getting habititis. And you, once you're infected, you know, you're infected for life. And it's, I think the louder we can be, the more folks can see that what we do works and we are changing lives together. It's not just us. The homeowners are working together too. They're they're building their own neighborhoods by working on their homes and building their neighbors' homes. And it's just an incredible model. And the more we work together, the stronger we're going to be as an organization.
Absolutely. So off the top of my head, I can think that there's one in Coos Bay. Coos Bay, North Bend.
That's correct.
There's one in Florence.
That's correct.
There's one in Grants Pass.
That's correct.
There's a Medford location. There's a Klamath Falls location. Oh, there's not a Klamath Falls location anymore.
No.
Oh, no. That makes me sad. But there was one at one time, right?
There was at one time.
Okay.
Yes.
And there's a Roseburg location.
There is.
So there's quite a little, we talked about this, there's quite a little southwestern corner
there
that
is.
We could do some regional, like, connecting work on, which I haven't forgotten about. We just got into the summer and I was like, let's wait until the fall, but I want to restart that conversation with our local board here and maybe see who Bobby maybe meets up at this conference up in Portland and start talking about, like, hey, we're all kind of in the same area. And if we're going to go shopping or something from this part of the state, we oftentimes have to go up, you know, the coast or over to Medford, you know. We're in those communities on a semi-regular basis. So how could we, like, Bobby went to the Medford store to check it out and, you know, how are we doing compared to them? And she was like, wow, I think we're on the right track. And it was like, oh, cool. That's good to know. Cause it's just exciting, right? When you feel kind of isolated down here in the bottom corner of the state sometimes, or we do. And it's nice to know that there's other people, right, that are working on the same stuff that, like you said, we're stronger together.
Right.
And that's a big theme of KCIW just in general, is just bringing people together, and our voices are stronger when we come together. As we finish out the podcast, Laura, do you have anything maybe that we haven't touched on that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I think that just continuing to do the great work that you're doing. I've seen incredible growth in your affiliate just in the last couple months, and I'm so just so energized by what you are doing here. And I think continuing to reach out to your community and talking about what you do and having meetings with the or chance interactions with the Meals on Wheels organization, the more you do that, the more you're going to find that there are resources and there is a way to make this happen and to make this model happen in Brookings and in neighboring communities once you get to that point. So continue reaching out to other organizations, to other Habitat affiliates, and you're going to see a lot of response, a lot of positive response as you continue to grow. So continue doing the amazing work that you're doing.
Thank you, Laura. It's been really great having you today. This podcast kind of happened at the last minute. I was thinking, Laura's going to be in town. We should get her on a podcast. So thank you so much for being willing to sit down with me at the last minute before the board meeting. And we're certainly excited to have you tonight. We've been talking about it for a couple months. And I know our volunteer store manager has spent the last couple of days kind of sprucing up the store in preparation for your visit.
I'm excited to see it.
The coffee is brewing and we're going to close out this podcast and go to the board meeting. Thank you so much, Laura, for being here.
Thank you, Scott.
We appreciate all that you do. We definitely appreciate all the volunteers at Curry County Habitat for Humanity. If you're interested in volunteering at the resale store or with the Brush with Kindness program, or you want to get involved with us when we start getting ready and we have a little bit more money to start building a home, we're really excited about that. You can call us at 541-412-7166. That is our resale store phone number. We also have community swap meets the second Saturday of the month at 616 Memory Lane at our resale store location right across from Superfly. And those are from 9 to 4, and you can come and check out some cool vendors from the community and shop the resale store. Thank you so much for shopping Habitat, and thanks for listening to KCIW. Have a great day.
white rose.